Scholar City of Dyer Mayor Board of Auto Person Meeting, May 14, 2018, to order. Have a quorum present. First order of business is to approve the minutes of April 23, 2018.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll, start with Craig and go left.
Aye.
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 Yeah.
Visitors, is any visitors please step up to the table?
I think y'all all know me, I'm William Caton. I'd like to address about my write-ups and suspensions. One of the things I wrote up for was about Fremont Street, where we tore the house down. And we done used 8 or 10 containers, I believe, over there. Tore up some backhoe tires, and we still lack more. I talked to Wyman Branson, and he went over there and looked at me and him. He said it'd take 4 or 5 hours. And I said, I think that'll be fine. Chris was in a fishing tournament that day, and I let him know that evening when I got a hold of him. He said that was fine. Wyman went over on time. I didn't know about it. And I understand he went over on time down at the wastewater plant. But Wyman worked after hours a whole lot. I mean, after our working hours, his first job. And then as far as that sack of tobacco, whatever that was in the desk, that office is open to everybody. I never use that office. It's more a storage room than anything. I did not know that tobacco was in there. And I hate it, but I didn't know it. I can't be everywhere all at once. I didn't come to the committee meeting Friday. Chris asked me not to. Said that he was going to try to just get me sent back to the wastewater plant, and that'd be that. And which I agree, be a whole lot of stress off of me. Taking care of Dyer's water and wastewater since 2005, that part of it. You know, I'm 54 years old, folks. I can't just go out and get another job. I was hoping to retire in another 8 or 10 years. But, you know, this right here will absolutely ruin me. Absolutely ruin me. So I would appreciate y'all's consideration when y'all vote tonight. Any of y'all have any questions for me?
I'll have it with
you. Okay.
Did the lineman tell you approximate the price on the Fremont Street?
Well, his fee is $100 an hour, but he charges an extra $25 for the truck. I didn't know that, but anyway. You know, we're fixing to need more containers down there and trying to save money and get the property cleaned up. I'm sure those people are tired of living next to that.
On the PO, how did that work with you?
Well, if we buy anything over $100, we get a PO number. I've never got a PO number for a job. Just like if I call Bubba Higdon. Come work on something. I've never got a PO number for that. Never heard of it until this was brought up.
Okay. Nathan, is that the way that goes?
We generally write a PO for repairs. If he comes and does work, we write a PO, and then that normally happens at some point. Unless it's a regular contract service, we have to issue one for anything over $100. So I don't know if he gets them before or after That's one of those things we fought quite a bit, is trying to get purchase orders before we do stuff. But if it's more than $100, it has to have a PO.
Okay, that is for a purchase order. What about a work order?
Oh, no, we don't do work orders.
Do we do a PO for work orders?
If something costs more than $100, unless it's a regular contract service, then we issue a purchase order for it. I would bet that we issue purchase orders for everything Bubba Higdon's done.
When I signed invoices,
right,
it always had a PO attached to it.
Right.
But as far as getting a PO,
right,
for a job, never have.
Yeah. I mean, that's, we need to get to a point we issue them before we do any work.
I was ignorant of the fact.
In your office, I wish you had been here Friday tonight when we asked the question. I don't want to ask too many questions now, but you don't check your office, any contraband or anything?
No, I never use the office. Only office I use is down at the wastewater plant. That's turned into more of a storage room. It's not locked.
And you said that you were told you didn't have to come to the committee meeting on a Friday night.
That's what the mayor told me. He said, just don't come. I asked that I need to be there, and he said no. So he's going to see about getting me back down the committee. And I said, that's fine with me. It'll be a lot of stress off of me.
I have several more questions, but I'm not going to prolong the time on that because of, it's not a committee. So,
you know. Well, I apologize, Willie. I do have something. It's not a question, but you was appointed to be the supervisor down there, correct?
I was.
A supervisor supposed to know what's going on in this place.
He does. Or supposed to, yes.
Right.
But
even though you didn't use that office, you still got to, you're responsible for that, for the place down there. That's what supervisors, that's what managers, that's what, you know, people are appointed, that's their job. You know, you got to watch what go on, what you're being appointed over. You just can't let anything happen. I go on. You got to go back and look sometime and check things.
Never even thought about it, Fred. When you don't use something, you don't use it. Thank y'all.
Any other visitors? Not mayor's report. One thing I have is summer help. About hiring Jake Seiler to fill in. Right?
Yeah, I mean, he's...
It's up to the city board if you want to hire another summer help for mowing and picking up limbs and stuff. We have one in a partial part-time.
Jake
We have one and you want to bring it up.
I believe it was Keith Go.
I didn't know if they were going to hire him, so the last time I looked, but he had turned in an application. So,
except for the city board.
Who's that now?
Who is it besides Jake?
That's just Jake.
Jake?
What's the other boy's name?
Oh, the one we've already got?
Yeah. Cantrell.
Jackson Cantrell.
Jackson Cantrell.
We've got him already.
And then we got Hill.
And then Sam's working part time.
Yeah.
How many hours does Sam put in a week?
16. That means he works about 2 days a week.
About 16 hours a week.
16 to 20, depending on.
I had mentioned something to Tom about it and everything the other day. Tom, you have anything you want to say about it?
My only thing is last year when he was here, two guys, I know it was a lot of chaos or not stuff not getting done or cared about. I guess I'll be like whatever everybody else wants to do, but has any other boys been asked?
We had one other application. It was the other fellow that worked last year, and I knew that was one that was not one that y'all wanted to.
Right. Okay.
I do have one, but he didn't know where we were taking applications yet. That would be interested in it.
That's completely up to y'all. I mean,
I think we need to keep two for sure.
Do what?
I think we need to keep two for sure.
But the two that we already have are two that
we
can work?
We got Hill and Cantrell, and you're talking about one more part-time.
Okay. And you think what?
We need to keep another part-time.
Another one?
Yeah. Seasonal guy?
Seasonal.
Seasonal one.
Well, which one of these guys are you talking about?
Well, I don't have a problem with it. I'd like to hire summer kids, but I don't know what was wrong last year, but the two of them, who we had last year, didn't work out real good.
Is that other one
but
still here?
The other one, one's gone, and maybe this Siler boy will be fine this year.
But he was one of them.
He was one of them last year. Oh, I know what was up.
I think Jake had worked for us
I think he worked a year before and he was fine.
2 years, I know.
He did.
Three or 4 years, and he done good every year.
Except for last year.
Except for last year when they was put together, him and the other one was put together and everything, and I think he kind of, I'm not sure that Jake caused the problems, you know, but he was with him, so he kind of made it kind of a bad situation there. But I honestly think that Jake will do a good job for us and everything, but just, I mean, it's y'all's decision. So.
Where do you get these applications at? I mean,
they usually
make it public this time?
People just start turning them in. I mean, it's
for summertime help. Sometimes we get three or four or something. Usually what ends up happening is the board usually hires the same folks until they like graduate college or something, you know, and then unless they just absolutely don't work out. And then once those college kids are gone, they've been with us like their senior year of high school or something.
Yes, maybe I started senior year.
Last year was that one's first year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we had the problem, wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So we're trying to fill his spot now.
Yeah.
They're wanting to hire one of the two back for summertime help. Siler boy.
He's worked before this
okay.
other kid worked.
So that's going to give us three?
Yes.
With him, make us three.
He'll give you two full-time seasonal
he'll
and one part-time.
This fall, they're done.
So
then they go back to school.
Right. One of them seasonal, one part-time. So two of them seasonal, one part-time.
Yeah,
visit Ole Miss, and Ole Miss is out for the summer.
So if you're planning on doing that, you need a motion.
Is he going to be seasonal, part-time, or what?
Seasonal. Through August 1st, like the rest of the month. And if they need to leave early, you know, to go back, get ready for college or whatever, they'll let us know when they'll go back early. But if not, they'll work up till them.
We're making a motion on one of them. I'm hiring Siler. Is that what we need?
Mm-hmm.
I make a motion we hire Siler for seasonal help.
I second it.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Somebody just needs to give them a good talking to
right.
any problems. And
yeah, we don't
it.
Need any problems.
That's all I got to say.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Jennifer. All right.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Tomorrow. List together for the sale of properties that we own. Once he completes that, he's going to come back to the city board with it, and decide if you guys want to auction it, sealed bids, or how you want to do it. Should have that done by hopefully the next board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a month, I think.
I've got it almost done. I should have checked it in the precincts.
Right. The ones they just
I keep a list, you know.
Park reports. Fire.
Only thing I have is those two new policies. Come from MTAS. That's it.
-1-31 and 3-1-32. Brad, you want to talk about these real quick?
Thank you. Basically, the attendance training policy is just a general form. The officers and I sat down and tried to work out. We don't want something that's just off the charts crazy, but we don't want something where we don't see them, but once every 6 months, what do you do with them? So we met with Dennis Wolf, the fire consultant for MTAS, a couple months back. Sat down, went over this. We kind of drafted up the policy. Using other departments, but not being as strict as other departments, giving some leniency, and then he gave a final, changed some wording in it. That's where we're at now. But it basically is for 30% of calls, which is not much. Everybody now is maintaining it, so not really worry about the training is the main thing. For the ones that are not doing training, they're basically verbally warned, and then they don't. I'll ask them to turn their stuff in. That's basically about it. And the other one is just for ISO recognition. In order to count station hours, maybe when people are at the station, we get that credit. When ISO comes in next year, we'll get that credit man hours at the station. But they will not credit you anymore unless you have a policy on file. So that's strictly straight from MTAS. It's nothing. It's a voluntarily if somebody's down there checking oil or something, they sign the book, says they's here for an hour. We get an hour credit as if we had a full-time person there for an hour. That's all that is. But you have to have a policy in place or they won't give you credit for those hours, which is quite a bit. That's why I give you an hourly breakdown of what we've been doing so far. And we'll get 400 hours roughly right now, I think, of man hours that are put in at the station. It does outline in there the required yearly training, which is by the state, what they require us to have each year.
I know we've had the training clause, that thing. Have we ever had an attendance clause before? 30% ain't too much to ask, is it?
I don't think so.
No, that's very little. You show up 30% of the time at your workplace, you get fired normally.
And most of every policy we looked at, other departments, was a minimum of 50%. A lot of them are 75%. And if they're working, I mean, I know most everybody's scheduled. If they're working, then that's an excuse. I mean this is for to weed out. We don't have a problem right now, but in the past, we've had a problem. We wouldn't see people once, twice a year. That's not a good thing.
How are the new ones working out?
Very well.
Women too?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody's doing very well in class.
That's good.
How many women are being on? Two. Mm-hmm. Could remember. Jessica Rudd has finished her training.
Mm-hmm.
And Booze, they've got about 3 weeks left. Mm-hmm. That'll be done.
I asked her how she liked it. She said, I love it. It's good.
Is there a motion to adopt the attendance policy?
Make a motion.
I second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
I'm still waiting. The local place, ROC Tactical in Milan, has given me a quote. So I'm going to try to keep it local, so I'm waiting on them to give me a quote.
The place over Milan, or what is ROC Tactical?
Level 4. Okay. Once that has been called, they'll be in the cars.
Finance personnel.
I don't have anything, Mr. Mayor, except you got a budget meeting Thursday night at 6:00. We will call to remind you, and we'll have probably Subway sandwiches, unless anybody objects to that. Okay.
sewer operations.
I don't have anything for the water, but Tyler informed me this afternoon, you know, those grinding beds have been dug out and needed sand back in them. And he said it'd take about 3 loads of sand to, you know, put the sand back in the grinding beds.
Yeah, what cost?
$450 a load.
How much?
$13.50. Is there a motion?
Make a motion to spend up to $13.50 on three loads of sand.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Is the work completed other than the sand?
That's correct. Yeah,
so when they get the sand, they're going to dump it all and just spread it.
Spread it, yes. Yes, sir. And be ready to go.
And you don't have anything anymore?
I do not.
Tyler, I'll start Mike on the left.
Yeah.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
Thank you.
Committee reports. Public Safety and Health Committee. Ryan has a truck that's leaking, and he's got some, who is it?
Casey Barnett.
Coming to look at the valves and everything. You know?
Okay,
so, we'll know more about that between whenever he shows up, so. It's leaking, they leak in the building and everything else from the truck. So those trucks need to stay full of water at all times. So, he's going to check those valves.
Which truck is it?
They did flush another truck. You did flush another one that was leaking and everything, and it fixed it right.
It's trash.
What's the trouble?
It's leaking.
Need some sand to put down before you get the floor, doesn't it?
It gets squeaky.
All right. That's all I have. Finance Administration Personnel Committee. Race not here.
Mr. Mayor, based on a recommendation from Finance Administration and Personnel Committee, I move that William Caton be terminated, effective immediately.
Second, is there any discussion?
I have a couple of things.
Yes, sir.
I know what I said at the committee meeting about this situation, but I'd like to bring this before the board.
Okay.
Let us consider having a committee meeting and hear both sides of the story. I like what you said, Tom, the other day. You called the sheriff and you wanted to hear his side also. So I think it's fair to me, because I'm not comfortable in what I said, I think it's fair to hear Mr. Kate's side on the committee. At a committee meeting, we could ask more questions and get a better understanding. I'm not clear at all. And I want to share this. Let us consider having a committee meeting with the president of William Cates. He just mentioned that he was told not to come Friday night. And I thought that was, I thought that he would be here to defend himself. Every individual have a day in court. And I feel like we owe that to him. He have helped the city at the sewage plant. Oh, he have done a great job down there. But now, I'm not comfortable, talk to the board, I'm not comfortable with what we talked about Friday night at all. He's already on suspension. Two more days won't hurt anything. He's off now without pay. So, since he's off without pay, let's give him a chance to answer some questions, because I have some questions that I need to ask him so I can hear it from his mouth. I'm talking about me. That's number one. And number two is that I pray that inmates, citizens, our employees, I pray that all of them have been treated with the utmost respect. I'm not happy with that, but that's not here or there. But this is where I am. It's where I am, and I told her Friday tonight, whatever I said Friday tonight, I'll say it today. No problem. No problem at all. But let's consider this, to have another committee meeting Thursday night. We'll be here anyway. And let us talk to Mr. Kate and get an understanding.
Is there a motion to defer to committee?
I make a motion.
Is there a second? I ask again, is there a second? Motion failed for lack of second.
One more thing. We talked about Friday night, whatever we said in the committee meeting stays there. It didn't happen that way. It did not happen that way. So, it is what it is.
Any more discussion? Now we'll call the roll. Start with Mr. Robert and go right.
Sustain.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Pass.
Aye.
Aye. Tom.
Yeah. I'll go along with my board said.
No, he abstained. So, not bad. Anything else? Street maintenance, water, sewer, landfill? Say it again. I'm sorry. Anything else? Finance, administration, personnel? Anybody know of anything in finance? Street maintenance, water, sewer, and landfill committee?
I don't have anything.
Parks and buildings?
I don't have anything right now.
Tom, do you want to explain BFW real quick and parks and buildings? What you guys have gotten done so far? What you've done?
We're just painting it right now. We worked on it Saturday and Sunday. Probably changing to the color of the trim to a darker color.
Charcoal gray, I think is what you said.
Well, I think that she looked at a deck today, yeah. I don't know if that cost any more than the other, but that's what we're leaning to.
Okay.
If you guys want to see, I'll find out a price difference or whatever. The only cost so far you got is the paint.
Okay. I had talked with Dawn Saller today.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you talked with her?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't know her if she'd come up to me.
She asked me about, I called her a few times, and, I talked to her and drove down there with her and told her that you guys wanted to put a mural on the side of the building, on this side of the building, and show her where it was at. And she's going to go home and come up with a plan to commemorate the veterans.
Okay.
And draw it out on a piece of paper.
Two different ones, right?
And she's gonna start on the left hand side, and she said something about putting an American flag on the left hand side of the window.
Okay.
And then in the middle part between the other two windows, she said she would do a commemorative thing for the veterans there. But she wanted to draw it out and everything and let y'all see it before she moved forward at that point.
Okay, I want everybody to see that. We can't forget the dog.
The canine?
The dog. I don't know what kind she...
from the sheriff's department.
I don't know who the lady was I talked to Saturday and Sunday. She told me not to forget the dog.
She was from the sheriff's department.
Dogs.
She was from the sheriff's department.
Jenny Combs.
But she can incorporate that somehow, everybody'd be happy, I think. That's good.
Dog.
Thank you.
Dad,
no, the dogs that help the service people out.
Oh, okay.
She told me not to forget. I told her what I was up to.
I understand. Yeah, I understand. Okay.
And
that's pretty cool.
Hey, I understand. I completely understand.
I did not tell her that because I did forget, but I will try and get in contact with her.
Okay, I want to.
She said she would
try
like
to make them happier over there.
She said she would like to do try to get the flag done before. 4th of July.
Okay.
But there was no way possible that she would get the other part done before then.
Okay. We didn't allow any money for shutters.
Did you get a price on those?
No, because I didn't want to spend money before
I mean,
I'm guessing $75 a pair. $75 a window. A pair is a window.
Times.
I don't know if there's 10. You'd price. If you want one on the air conditioner side, fine.
What's on the front?
Huh? You got three on the front. You got one up high, two low. Hadn't really picked out, I haven't asked about the color. I I'll get them on order, but I didn't know if that had to wait after next budget or...
Depends on how the budget's running by the time you get there.
You looking at the plastic ones or...
I don't know.
I bought some not long ago, and I didn't think
they
were
bad. I like the hard plastic.
Yeah.
I don't know what city. I've never bought them down there, but I don't want to... I want to keep myself out of purchasing something.
I don't know
what they have, but I'm sure they're hard plastic.
I bought a couple sets, but I don't remember exactly what you called, but I didn't think they were really that bad.
Well, it depends if you get the board look.
Yeah, or that's what I got.
Okay, they're about $70 to $75 a pair, I think.
Will that take up room for the murals?
It'll take up what did you say?
I think they're about, I would assume inches. They're 12 to 14 inches wide. It's going to take up some room, but I think you need it to make it pop.
Yeah,
and you
I agree with that.
Got my word.
And you were going to ask the electrician to put some lights down that end before
I was going to ask him to give me a price on it before.
Before they trim that soffit, because you can do whatever.
Right.
He's doing a job
because
for me.
That way you can put the electrical underneath it.
Well, no,
right.
He can go up and under or cut it out a slot
right.
or whatever.
Yeah, because we've got that photo still live right there that we would want to change out anyway.
Okay.
So.
That's the only thing I got.
Okay.
The only thing you got to bill on is the paint. And so far, $20 for food and goodies or $22. Whatever you, whatever he's.
Push down the window in the front. Talked about that the other day. About, are we going to cover that?
Not the one up in the brick.
Not the one in the brick.
Not on the
That's
front.
That's right, because you're not going to put any siding on that part, right?
You're not putting no siding on, only in the back. They're covering up that.
I got you.
So that, other than get that done, we'll paint the front door and back door.
And once we complete that project, we won't do anything else to the vehicle. Well, besides deciding whether you guys want to put carpet back down or...
That's the other thing. I don't know enough what to put on there. Whatever that
indoor, outdoor carpet.
That inmate said something. What was he talking about?
He said something about that epoxy thing or something that had the grit in it. No, I'm sorry. He said the rhino liner.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the rhino liner, and I didn't say anything the other day, but it's black.
Well, they got the rhino paint, too. They paint houses now with that rhino paint.
Oh, do they?
Okay. Yes. I don't know how, I would imagine.
Tom's big thing is he wants to make sure it's durable and it's not going to be up in two years and it's not going to be slick, somebody slip and fall.
Right.
And all that. That's the main concern there.
If you don't use the front door, it won't matter, but...
Are you talking about a ramp in the back?
Well, you're still going to have to do...
For wheelchairs and stuff.
I didn't look at the steps in the back.
They need something on them.
Yeah,
I'm just afraid paint ain't going to stick to the concrete. I don't think so. But.
Yeah, I know I've seen it advertised, about people painting houses now instead of painting. I would imagine it's expensive, too.
I don't know. But one... We'll get the trim on and the painted and shutters.
See what else.
And just see what it looks like.
And her mirror or whatever. Yeah, or if she allows so much room for the shutters, we can put them on. I'll take a guy and put them on for nothing, but I don't want nothing on my part what I do up there.
Right.
I don't want it in the paper or nothing.
Did you hear that?
I don't want nothing. I don't like that. That's me. I'm different. That's the brakes. That's all I got to say about it. Hopefully it looks good. No complaints yet.
Sure. It looked good.
Tom, on the doors, the double doors. We was talking about replacing those.
Oh.
And we need to put that in the budget.
Ooh.
So we need to put a note on that. And we need to get a price on that before we finish the budget.
Well, somebody's going to have to make up their minds if they want
a
door with side lights or two double doors.
I did not realize until I went in there yesterday. We walked in there and we looked, but when it was dark the other day and the sun was shining, there's gaps on the right-hand side of the door. I didn't see them because we looked that day we was down there.
But they were
as wide as that ink pen on each side of it. You could just see through both sides.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, if you do decide you want to do that, or if you want to foam it in, whatever you want to call it, with a
how would you do the side on?
You can buy a door unit with side lights,
mm-hmm.
or you can. Somebody else can make that decision, and that's a.
Which one would be the best as far as from your construction?
It don't matter. You get what will fill in the hole, and you can spend any amount of money, and that's always the problem—the money.
Would we need? I mean, it would help with efficiency. You know, I mean, I don't know that we need a double door. I know it's always been there. But
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why we need a double door.
I don't know.
Judy, was there a reason there was a double door there that you know of?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been there forever?
Oh, yeah.
That's
a historic door.
Yeah, it's been there a long time.
Well, I think they used to use the front door more than they use them now.
Do they not use it because it's not easy to use? Or too hard to get up and down the steps?
The back had steps, too, until they put the ramp up there.
So it's got steps and a ramp back in the back now, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. So, I know the ramp. I mean, I know that it's got a ramp and steps now, but I didn't know that there was.
That'll be in next year's budget?
Unless something crazy happened, yes.
Okay, then I won't worry about it right now.
We need a price, though.
For the budget. So somebody needs to figure out if they want two doors or doors with satellites. Who's
going to
make
that
decision?
Judy Baker, yes.
I think there's a double door instead of double door. Don't you? I think we need to stay with a double door.
The reason Tom said something about the single door with side light is for the light to come in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they'd like more light in there. I never worked in there. I just go vote and that's it. But the women and stuff that use it, I don't know what they think. You know, I don't care. It's no.
The door with the lights on, you mean you have two glasses on each side?
Yes. So
a door with a light on each side, and then somehow you have to trim it out.
Since it's out there on the front, it's going to make it look good.
Yeah, you can. Just about money. I don't care.
Yeah. Just get a price.
Get a price both ways.
Yeah, get a price both ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it'd be the best thing to do.
Yeah.
They always say when the doors open up.
I would guess you'd probably spend from $12,000 to $2,000.
We want to do it one time and be done with it.
Yeah.
We don't want to do it and then 5 years later have to turn around and do it again.
It won't be 5 years unless you. Okay, I'll get a price.
Okay.
It ain't like we're going to turn that building now.
It's been there as long as I've come to town.
It's historical, so we're going to try to make it look better.
Okay. Hopefully it's going to look better.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a sidewalk all the way from the side.
The only other thing I'd like them to finish steam washing that sidewalk to the road and everything.
Okay.
And around by the air conditioner. Or they kind of didn't finish their
Randy,
job.
Can you
don't have to be done now, but before the 4th. A lot of people sit on them steps and stuff, and they're nasty.
They stopped. They stopped where the steps come down out of the front on College Street side, and it comes down. They stopped at that first crack right there, and it needs to go, what he's saying is it needs to go all the way down and all the way down the steps to the road.
Looks good what they did. They got all the mildew and that off, and it just makes it look cleaner.
And on the air conditioning side,
yeah, it just needs cleaning up a little. Don't have to be just whenever it works out, it's done. Unless somebody else wants to spend more money, but
well,
that's enough now.
We're actually taking over that community center July 1.
Yeah. Okay.
And behind the school. So we need to prepare for that. So, okay. Okay. That'll be revenue coming. As you noticed the other day, the VFW, I mean, it's booked every day, just about every day. So, I'm gonna say that loud enough, everybody here. Make a scene out of that, won't he? Yeah. Anything else in Parks Building? Unfinished business. Item 8, there is nothing there. Anybody know of any? New business. Item 8 will be to cancel the May 28, 2008 regular meeting on Arlington Memorial Day. Is there any discussion?
No. Are you calling for a second?
We've already got it.
We already got a second.
Any discussion, we'll call the roll and start with Greg, go left. Other new businesses anybody needs to talk about?
Yes, I have some.
Okay.
We need to get a drug policy somehow together.
I talked to Nathan about it today, and he'll have it done before we get back to the next board meeting.
Okay. And sometime we need to have a sit-down meeting with all the employees.
Wednesday.
Is the sheriff coming? No.
I'm not sure, but I will contact him.
Wednesday at what time?
We're not sure yet. Randy's got, we was going to do it tomorrow, but Randy needs to carry his wife to the hospital, back to the hospital
okay.
Doctor tomorrow.
Sorry about that. Bad luck.
And he's got something else in the morning. So there just wasn't enough time. Do you want me to contact the sheriff?
Don't have to, but I'd like to have some rules, his rules, and I want everybody to listen to him, like we talked about. And they kind of got an obligation of the employees, the way I feel about it, with what happened with all this other stuff. It's their obligation to mentor these prisoners when they come to. You know, that they're not supposed to contribute to wrongdoings when there's rules there. Now, some of the employees did not know about some of the rules, but some of them been warned three times what the rules were, and they've been broken. I just think we need to make that a whole lot clearer for every one of them. And if any of them break them rules, they're automatically terminated. Or do we need to have a committee meeting to discuss all this? But that's the way I feel.
I asked Nathan to come up with a little something, whatever, and I'm going to come up with a little something. Because he had to sit down, Nathan, myself, and Willie had to sit down with us. Well, you guys know that. And he come in and sat down with us a few months ago and just... It wasn't it was straightforward, you know.
Yeah, but it's...
But if you'd like, I would ask the sheriff or one of his...
I don't mind if... Well, I was shocked when I heard what I heard from the lady in the Thomas when I talked to him on the phone, what's been going on. So that can't happen no more. That was bad. That's all I got to say about that, but we need to address the employees.
When is the meeting?
Say it again.
When is the meeting that y'all gonna have this committee meeting?
Probably Wednesday.
What time?
It's the personnel.
Close.
What time? It's a meeting with employees. Oh, I'm sorry.
Public meeting.
Doesn't have to be.
I don't know. That would be a board decision.
I may not be able to come. Depends on what time it is.
I would have to check JD.
Okay.
Because some are, if it's employees dealing with personnel, then some of them are completely closed. Meeting or board meeting.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
But I will check and I will contact you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Do we hear your report from the dog catcher from what he picks up or anything?
I don't. Every time he catches something, we get a report. We don't get a report. If he writes a citation or has an incident, we get something. But we don't get a tally or anything. I had asked for one previously.
Right, can we make it where he has to give us a report every month of what he does in his town?
Mm-hmm. We're going to make a motion to do that.
I'd make a motion that the dog catcher is to send us a report each month on what he does in this town and how many he turns away in this town and don't pick up.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion?
Say that a little bit louder.
He said that he would like to have a report on what the dog catcher picks up and how many he turns away every month, turned into the board every month. And there was a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
The only thing, I don't have a problem with anything as far as all that, but, everybody in this room has their private life that they go out. They may be going to the weekend. You can't sit at home thinking somebody might call you to come pick up a dog, cat, squirrel, whatever it may be. If he is out of town now, he needs to have something set up to, cover it while he's gone. But I do not believe anybody should be on call 24/7, 12 months a year.
My thing with that my thing is where I'm going with it is, there was a phone call made for a dog to be picked up on a Saturday. He plainly tells, comes out of his mouth, that the dog pound is full, but we can pick it up Monday. Well, if the dog pound is full, how are you going to pick it up Monday?
I understand
that. And he come out of his mouth that that was not the only time he turned the dog away that day.
Right. I understand that. But if he's going to Gatlinburg for the weekend...
That's understandable. But if he's in this town, and he, even though he's out on his motorcycle, whenever he gets back into town, he'll come get that dog.
Really?
He's
still doing that?
Yeah. I think so.
I was out riding the other night, and I saw where looked like somebody put a light up to the basketball court.
Yeah, they did that whenever they was down there. They did that when they was down there moving the light pole for the, because it was so close to the ditch that they couldn't dig that culvert up under the drive.
Yeah.
So they had went ahead and moved it. And they put a light over there that was bright enough that the police could return.
Yeah, I thought that. I thought it looked good.
It does.
I thought it looked real well. And, you know, that would secure the place a little bit, too.
Right, and we didn't want it too bright because people are sleeping.
Yeah.
And they go to bed early over there, and they didn't want to be throwing them out playing basketball at 10 or 11 o'clock at night over there.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it opened it up where everybody could see enough. See what was going on.
Yeah.
I did call Bubba Higdon and everything and ask him to come down and look. Was it Bubba? Yeah, electric company. About the lights at the park for the playground.
Yeah.
And to see why they're not shining on the playground. We're not sure yet.
How about the lights behind the city garage and all that sewer plant?
The sewer plant is on a breaker switch.
To turn them on.
And Tyler was going to turn them on today.
Home.
So that's what's wrong?
Yeah. And I asked him if he could, for the time being, until we figured out, you guys figured out what you was going to do with it, that,
So they do work?
Some of them do.
About half of them.
Oh, okay.
So, he said, you know, I told him for the time being, until we could figure it out and everything, what you guys wanted to do, that he would turn them on when he leaves and turn them off when he comes in the morning.
Well, some light is better than no light right now.
Right.
You know.
Right.
We are organizations and a business. We just don't need to leave it dark or something like that. You go in there and destroy stuff or steal stuff, you know.
Any other new business? move on to the accounts of May 14th, 2018.
$15.29.
Yeah.
Is that
a motion?
No, I was. I thought we were. Oh, you're waiting on motion for the. I was questioning of money.
Make a motion.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Make a motion for account.
I second it.
Motion made and seconded. Any discussion?
Now you can go with that.
$15.29. Is that 1 month or
3.5?
Three and a half months worth?
I told Dana Jo that if she doesn't need our money more often than 3.5 months, that we just probably won't pay her anymore.
Yeah, okay.
So,
I was going to say, somebody's eating real good.
I told her, I said, I can't believe you had, I said, you're going
to. Chin build us? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not bad for three and a half months. It's not bad.
Hot, that's probably water to wastewater supplies. Ashley said that y'all were going to ask about 1529.
Yeah.
So
that's what I asked him about. What is 1743?
TEC.
Telephone bill.
Okay. Thank you.
Are they the ones that come to
1714?
No, sir, that's somebody else.
What'd you say?
What'd you say? What'd you start with?
What did Tom buy at 32? Tom's got to be the one that bought something down there.
The
seed lumber company.
They did, in the middle of their transition from one person doing the billing to the other, they did not bill us for a month. That's 2 months.
That's 2 months.
What of their stuff.
I just figured Tom might have. I figured it was all on Tom.
Ashley said, you know, I was sick several days last week, and Ashley, she said, she showed up. She said, she just about, she said, I thought, what in the world are they doing?
Oh, yeah. Y'all got two owners, Mayor.
Sir?
Y'all got two owners. Y'all had a banker without the board, and then you had to build a patio on top of it.
Mr. Ivey, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yes, sir. Started billing us every month now?
Who?
City Lumber and Joe and Dana.
That was quite a bit of different things. You know, that was in the transition part, and also they changed over software.
Okay.
They changed the software system, the way they do things down there. So that was...
So that wasn't no mistake.
I had heard my wife talk about them changing over the software.
Why are we having three bills for food? $332, $493.
Wait.
No, $438, and $15.55.
Because they spread that out. Some of that may be fire department, where the fire department bought some things for the fish fry. Some of it may be, and they spread it out between different restaurants or convenience stores or whatever, to make sure that the business is not all carried out in one place.
Scott.
Understood.
Scott, yes, yes.
Good idea.
Any more discussion?
No, sir.
I don't know what we spend per inmate, but Rutherford gives them $10 for lunch and $5 for break, about what they can spend for their meals.
And you know, it's pretty close to that for us.
Yeah.
That's what they told me.
Because Rutherford does, I think it's 4 inmates. Is that right, Randy? I think it's 4.
I'm not sure.
And we have been doing 6.
Yeah, we... Okay. Them guys work over in Rutherford that we had Saturday,
yes,
and
sir.
Sunday,
yeah.
And they told me what they get,
yes,
paid over there.
And I think it equals out about the same, because Randy goes down and spends about $60 for snacks in a week's time.
Okay.
And then we take them to Joe and Dana's Tuesday. They usually eat buffet. Now, every now and then, they might get a double cheeseburger.
Yeah, I'm done.
But the buffet is like $9.87 with the drinks.
It
okay.
is.
Okay.
It's still cheap.
And then it's about $60 a week.
How much?
Say it again.
How much?
It's $9.87 for their lunch. And $60 a week in snack, their break food.
For each one?
No. $60 is for the whole crew.
Okay.
On snack, but buffet is in Boston.
It's still cheap.
So.
Roman's good. 10 times 5 is 50. That'd be for one.
What did he say?
He went to die. Y'all just had to excuse him.
Michael Bird.
Any other discussion for me?
No.
Not Scholar Rose, Jeff, go right.
Aye.
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 Carrie, entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
In my second.
That's my...